100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. Or evening, or... Isn't this always complicated when I involve some time of the day? Or I should just say, hello? Is it me you're looking for? Well, it's not me you're looking for. It's all the people who sent in stories for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. One a day until the day I die.com. You're at the right site. Whether you're at the site, or on Stitcher, or iTunes, or whatever Android uses, that can use Stitcher. Or through some sort of catcher or feeder. Or anybody waste their Audible credits on this? Really, go get Stitcher. And use it through a website, too. Do whatever. Okay, no. I've lost track. I've been rambling at you. We've got stories from Muncie, Charlie, Jeffrey, Richard, Serendipity, Lizzie, Tura, Tom, Norval Joe, a.k.a. Philip Carroll. Do I need to just change things? Well, your site is Norval Joe, but I keep wondering about that. And I know I never remember the answer. The answer is probably what I keep doing. Oh, and Planet Z. If your name wasn't among those and you're listening, why don't you give it a try? What is the worst that can happen? You know? Unless you just put up some blatant 100-word ad for, I don't know, Green Lives Matter.
Martians overall!
So, yeah. Why can't David Duke resist arrest at a traffic stop and get shot? Why are all the jerks? Why don't they get waxed? No. And then this panty-sniffing supremacist wacko goes on a shooting tear. You know? He was a wacko before and was in the... Why can't there be a training accident? And his neighbors saw him planning and doing exercises and shooting and that kind of stuff. Yeah, way to go, neighbors. If I were the cops, I would not be patrolling that neighborhood much. Oh no, there's a problem over here. Yeah, let them burn. Yeah. Thanks for the reports, guys, of unusual activity and obvious planning for something bad. It's not like he was going to go hunting for squirrels in fatigues and a bulletproof vest and assault rifle. What was he planning on doing?
Oh, no. If we get involved, he might come after us.
Oh, I should shut up now, shouldn't I? So, let's get on with the stories, and you can stop cringing now.
Greetings, Hans. Munzee here, and I have brought a story for you. Do with it what you will. My Wings, by Christopher Monroe. I'll fly as close to the sun as I fucking please. My wings are made of sturdier stuff than those of Icarus, and I am a man of vision, scope, and ambition. I shan't be scared off by tales of lesser men and their failings, for I am not those lesser men. I'll fly to the very sun, pluck it from its perch in the heavens, and bring it with me back to Earth, that I might present it to you as a token of my love. I defy God itself to stop me. I'll see you upon my return. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. So we draw another week to a close, Hans, and now I shall leave you to ponder what I've written you, and in doing so learn, grow, or do neither of these things as you might personally deem most appropriate.
Wings, generally, are deep-fried, unbreaded, and coated in a vinegar-based, pepper, hot sauce. The first step, of course, in the preparation of hot wings is the USDA-inspected poultry slaughter. The birds are hung upside down by their legs on an assembly line. The birds are drugged through a shallow pool of water that is electrified. This stuns them. An automated machine cuts their throat and they bleed to death. The most humane method for killing a chicken is to put it into a small room or chamber, and then gradually replace the air with nitrogen, killing them quietly. Number 2. I awoke early one morning, and I was a pigeon, not a cockroach, a pigeon. I tested the tail, and the right and left wings. I ate a breakfast of all fiber. I flew low over town, pulling a strip of paper with my message, in my beak. Swooping low, I schemed a wingtip on the mayor's hat as she stood arguing for rate increases, including the goddamn water and sewer bills. Diving lower, I let the mayor know what I thought of her and I painted her hat and her chinchilla coat with a murky impasto of dookie.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 533 on the topic of wings. My first story is called The Theory of Flight. I settled back in my window seat and waited for the plane to take off. A young boy occupied the middle seat. "Gosh, I can't believe something this big can fly," he chirped. "It's a miracle, kid, but the plane relies on four huge birds to keep us aloft." The kid's mother, in the aisle seat, frowned. "Don't confuse him with that kind of silliness." I went back to my magazine. The plane taxied. As it gathered speed, four pterodactyls sat on the wings, claws gripping metal. They flapped their great wings in unison, and the jet headed skyward. The kid watched in amazement. I just shrugged. My second story is called The Contest. Butchers always found chicken wings to be the most difficult to sell. Everyone wanted the juicy breast meat, or the tasty leg meat, or even the cheap thigh meat, but who wanted the little bits of meat on a wing? Thus was born the buffalo wing, a way of delivering a zesty sauce and, not coincidentally, selling wings. The buffalo wing begat wing-eating contests, with crazed contestants seeing how many they could down before time ran out. Frank figured buffalo wings were passé and started an ostrich wing eating contest. What he didn't realize was that, though big, ostrich wings had no meat on, and it was hilarious to watch contestants gnaw at cartilage. Well, Frank's contests always ended in a zero-all tie. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, it's Richard here. Just one story this week, mainly because I just couldn't get my act together, and also I'm quite tired, and I've got a large glass of whiskey and a bag of chocolate, and, you know, some things just don't work out. So this is finger-licking nasty. I've never liked chicken wings. Don't misunderstand me, they're just fine while still attached to chickens. But when crumbed and deep-fried, ugh, I struggle. They're just so small, insubstantial, and more skin and bone than meat. Seems to me a lot of fuss and grease for little reward. As for the rest of the chicken, go ahead, bring it on. No finer food, in my opinion. Just don't expect me to bother with those wings. In fact, you can take them off completely. And give me what's left. It's not as if the chicken is going to care. Anyway, that's all. So I'm going back to my whiskey. Until next week, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. You don't want to believe all that nonsense about God being loving and caring and all that crap. If you'd ever worked for him, you'd know how cruel he is. He doesn't tolerate anyone standing up to him. The penalties are severe. And trust me, he doesn't take chances. He punishes you. You stay punished. No comebacks. Like that time, me and the gang tried to rebel. Cut off our wings. He did, then threw us out of heaven. Why do you think they call it the fall? It's not as if we stood any chance of flying.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The tombstone in her parents' garden had an overgrown buzzing cactus leaning over it. Victoria wondered why it had no names, no dates. She got married, moved away. After 3 miscarriages and a divorce, Victoria visited the tombstone. Suddenly, there were 4 names on it, the names of her babies and her own. Died June 10, 1819. As she pondered about it, the cactus, home to a nest of killer bees, fell on her. Barely a body anymore when found, Victoria, the heir of a huge fortune, was buried at the Pauper's Cemetery. Still, no one cared about that tombstone. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Tora Brazino here with a story on the subject, wings. The sky is filled with wings. We patrol. I patrol. My sensors build a heat map of the terrain. Intensity coding likelihood of enemy presence. A spot surpasses a threshold, and by the rules that I am, I mute my engines and glide down to map the buildings and identify people and military material. I sense gunfire. In the few seconds remaining before the bullets destroy me, I upload myself and all my data to my greater self. My armed brothers will destroy the enemy's nest. I am Legion. Whatever kills me makes me stronger. The human's time is over.
Night people, Tom here, and I've got updates. Story total 8,071. Story average drops a point. Tura is one story away from becoming the knife monkey. Lizzie becomes the eighth iron monkey, sending your humble scribe into the ninth place. That first run of 149 stories was the first gold and first iron run here at the challenge. Now Zach and me are at the back end of the iron monkeys, behind Phil at 405, Z at 349, Chris at 253, Serendipity at 227, Jeffrey at 209, and Richard at 164. And my story this evening is called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Larry was 2 questions away from the $1 million prize. The category was Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Who was the first actor to win 3 Oscars? A. Brennan, B. Hepburn, C. Tracy, D. Oliver. I know Katharine Hepburn has the most, but I will go with A. Walter Brennan. The tote board lit up $500,000. Larry, what will you do? Take the $500,000 or go for it all? I'm going all the way. Last question. Which film won the first Oscar? A. All Quiet on the Western Front. B. It Happened One Night. C. Wings. D. Mutiny on the Bounty. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of the YA Books Podcast, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 533 with a prompt of Wings. Here's my story. Mickey stood up. I need to find out what Polecat was doing at the library. Do any of you know what Wings she went into?
I didn't even know she was there, Cherry Cola said.
She told me to wait in the auditorium and stop you from following her, Ferret said.
Maybe it's more important to find out where she is now, Mandy said.
Yeah, but how are we supposed to find her? Mickey asked.
Mandy shook her head. Can't any of you superheroes fly?
Ferret huffed. Do you see wings on anyone here?
Mandy shrugged. Superman doesn't have wings.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Which made things rather inconvenient for angels before the invention of bells. To get from heaven to earth, angels had to leap and plummet. Despite being immortal, the heat of re-entry and impact hurt like a motherfucker. And the conservation of momentum led to massive blasts, unlike the Tunguska blast, which felled millions of forests. Oh, hey, Gabriel. Oh, hi, Michael. We're kind of stuck here. Fuck. And then they set out to find a blacksmith to make bells so they could fly back home.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about wings. 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 They're all 100 words long, I think. I don't count them myself, but I expect you to. Well, I hope you do. And they look about right. Thank you all for being a part of this. The next topic is endless. Y'all know the drill. Stick in your best bit for wood or concrete or whatever you're boring through. Don't be boring. One a day until the day I die.com. I don't know what else to say. I will see y'all tomorrow, next week, forever. Until then, as always, keep it brief.